Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
It's time to talk to the head coach of the Stanford Cardinal, getting ready for the big game this weekend against the California Golden Bears, Coach David Shaw. Coach, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Always good to talk to you.
I got to ask, is this, it used to be, and I grew up watching all these rivalry games, Cal Stanford, UCLA, USC, Auburn, Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, the Civil War, can't call it that anymore, but they're always the last weekend of the season. Now they're just like, okay, we'll just throw one here, and then you might have a game after it, you might not have a game after it, and I don't know if it's a huge deal, but it just seems like that was always the end of the season, and now it's not the end of the season anymore. How do you view it? Should that be the last game of the season? I know you guys have Notre Dame, but how do you look at, like, should this be it, like rivalry weekend, and that's it?
Yeah, I'm with you there. It kind of, that's where my heart has always been. That's why it's been so traditional. But a couple of big things have happened. One is we always had an 11-game college schedule, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's a 12-game minimum college schedule with some people playing an early game as well. So, and then a lot of the rivalry games don't like to be played on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So they always want the rivalry games to be before Thanksgiving. So if you're going to have a Thanksgiving weekend game, then that's the game that's after your rivalry game. So, yeah, it's changed a lot over the last, decade and a half as far as what college football is doing. So you'll see, it's weird to me when they all used to be on the same weekend, too.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now one is 1 week, the next is the next week, and then it's rivalry weekend, but there are actually two rivalry games next week, too. So it's all different now. But the exciting thing is when you're in that rivalry week, none of that matters, right? You're fired up. We are serious into the game planning for the big game. I just came from a big game rally on campus. It's really exciting to be in your rivalry week.
How big is this for you, the athletes, of course, but then not only that, the faculty get into it, the student body gets into it. What's the feeling like this week? Because I got to imagine this week's so much different than any other week.
Yeah, and Cal is an unbelievable school. Stanford's a more unbelievable school, of course, right? But this is one of those times where, like, okay, wait, we all know now who we're playing. Whereas usually there's so much stuff going on campus. Oh, wait, is this UCLA? Is this who you're playing this week? But everybody on campus knows. They're saying, hanging signs all over campus and on everybody's door and rallies, and our train whistles blowing 1 hour, every hour on the hour up until game time. It's all over campus and everybody gets invested.
You scared me there for a minute because I thought you were going to say you didn't recruit in the same circles as Cal.
Yeah.
All right, moving on, crew. Go ahead.
Coach, you guys have struggled to stop the run this year, and Oregon State has an incredible running attack led by B.J. Baylor, and they ran it 51 times, which was, it's got to be close to a record, it seems like. But I love the way your guys played in this game. I know you came up short, and I know it wasn't what you wanted to see, but this was a different game than the other games. I thought the defense flew around. They made a lot of plays against Baylor. They made him, really fight for all the yards. I thought it was a really good effort. It was the best defensive effort I'd seen in weeks.
Yeah, we're not looking for consolation prizes. We want to win. But I had to say it to the team, honestly, up front defensively and up front offensively, probably our two best games of the year. I know we had a couple of big runs against USC and ran the ball pretty well, decently against Oregon, but mainly pass protected well against Oregon. But our defensive front, we held them under their rushing average. We held their top runner under his rushing average. And it took 51 carries to get to where they were. The turnovers, of course, killed us. Not having our starting quarterback out there was difficult for us. Right, we threw two bad balls that got intercepted, and then fumbled the ball also on an option play. So like those three plays really killed us. But when you just watch the game, absolutely our best game up front defensively. The tweaks we made, Coach Anderson and his staff really suited our guys. Our guys really took to it. Jacob Mega-Farrar was finally healthy enough to get out there for a significant portion. He looked great. You know, we missed Caillou Kelly not being out there. Yeah. Thankfully, he'll be back out there this week. So I think it was a good spot. And late in the year, you're looking for positives. You're looking for growth. And I'm so proud of our guys, the way they fought, the way they scrapped, but also the way that they played within the defense. Once again, probably our best defensive effort of the year.
It's our weekly conversation with Stanford head coach David Shaw, joining us on the UMA guest line here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. It is big game week. It's happening down on the farm this Saturday. A couple questions for you, Coach. You mentioned Tanner McKee, not having him last week, not having him for the last two. Clearly that wasn't helpful. Can you give us anything definitive on his status for Saturday's game?
Yeah, he's up. He's ready to go. Two good days of practice. He feels great. No setbacks. And he's excited. He's excited to come back out there and play with his teammates.
And in the vein of what Tommy was talking about a little while ago, the big game and what it means to you guys, obviously the season is not where you wanted it to be. And I feel silly in kind of the clumsy way I'm going to ask this question, but one of the cool and unique things about college football is that you can have a down year, but if you beat your main rival, it saves your season. It lifts your season. Is that kind of the outlook you guys have for this game on Saturday?
Partially. It is a feel-good moment. Of course, there are the things that we would address out after the season, you know, mm-hmm. as far as things that we can do better. But for this week, the only thing that matters is the trophy. And I tell the guys all the time, anytime you can have tangible evidence, anytime you can hold a trophy after the game, it's important. It's vital. And we have that this week in the Stanford Axe. So it's up to our guys to reward our seniors for all their effort and allow them to carry that axe after the game.
Whatever happened to like stealing stuff from your rival or pulling pranks, stuff like that? Did that stuff ever happen, and does it still happen?
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
I don't think so. I mean, there's the long history of the axe where that's where it really became very popular. It was stolen a long time ago and then regained, stolen by Cal, regained by Stanford people and all kinds of stuff. But I think most of that stuff really lately, that's, you know, from year in my era,
yeah.
Watching Happy Days and you'll see stuff like that on those old shows. I don't think it's happened anytime in the modern era.
Well, I haven't thought of Happy Days in a long time. I haven't thought of that episode in a long time either.
I think they do still. They duct tape or they somehow secure the statue of a Trojan on USC's campus because UCLA partisans will come and try and paint it blue or do something with it. So
right,
there's still kind of that going on, but it's not as widespread as it used to be.
Yeah, we're soft.
No, not at all. I think these college kids are busy.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
it takes a lot
too.
Of orchestration to, you know, have a Ocean's 11 moment and have some kind of a hijinks to steal something. I think they'd rather just get ready and celebrate the rivalry week.
It's hard to do. It's hard to do something like that and plan it out when your face is in Twitter 20 hours a day. So
yeah,
I mean, it's really,
exactly.
really
exactly.
tough. I wanted to ask you, and I'm going to try to phrase this in a way where it doesn't sound demeaning at all. Your athletes want to win as badly as any athletes that are playing, but because of the school they're at, I'm wondering if it gives them any more perspective in that what they're doing and the click. Because obviously you're getting kids that want to play football at a high level, but they also want a high level education. So I'm wondering if in any way that gives them any more perspective about what's happening on the football field. And again, I almost hate saying that because it makes it sound like, well, they don't care as much. And I don't believe that for a second. but with the stuff they do in the classroom as well, I'm wondering if there's any, maybe balance is a better way of putting it. I'm not sure.
I would say no.
Okay.
Our guys are, they're high achievers. They want to win at everything. They want to win at school. They want to win at sports. They want to win in life.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that one area of their life isn't living up to what it is, I don't think they have consolation that the other areas are.
Yeah.
They came to this program to help this program win. So every loss is difficult. Every loss is painful. But once again, the great thing about really our last 2 weeks, these are games that anybody was going to get up for, regardless of your record, to try to keep the axe at home in the big game and then finish the season at home against Notre Dame. So, and we had 2 weeks of me. I don't need to have any new Rodney speed.
Yeah, right.
Ready. No, our guys are fired up this week. Had two really good days of practice. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of passion. And mainly it's for our seniors. Our guys want our seniors to go out on top.
Yeah.
Coach, you guys have dominated the big game. I mean, you've won 10 of the last 11. You have ownage on Cal. Why has that been the case? And when you were preparing for the Bears this week, I mean, you got to go back to before Halloween, the last time they were really full because of COVID. What film did you look at to prepare your game plan?
Well, this is one. We know each other pretty well. Justin will always have wrinkles. Their offensive staff has a lot of really bright guys on it. They'll have their wrinkles. But they know us pretty well. We know them pretty well. A big reason why, really, since Justin has been there, these have all been tightly contested games. They don't give up a lot of points, and it's going to be close. So we watched our game against them, of course, last year, other games from last year, some of the games from this year, with all their guys there. They've got an equalizer in their quarterback. You know, Chase Garbers is a special young man. That plays with such energy and passion. Even when everybody's covered, he's going to make a play. So he's that X factor that we have to make sure that we take care of.
It's funny when you said new Rodney coach, I was thinking, how do you think your athletes would look at you if you gave a speech like maybe some of your coaches gave to you 20, 30 years ago? Because things have changed so much. That doesn't happen really anymore. It's very, guys want to know how I can get better, and I want to know that you can help me get better. I don't need the yelling and screaming and pounding on the desk, which is a lot of what we got when we were growing up. How do you think they would look at somebody if you tried to give a speech like one of your coaches gave you 30 or 40 years ago?
Yeah, communicating with young people nowadays is much different than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
The attention span is significantly shorter. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to make a point, you better get to the point. The way that they respond, like all my talks to the team are really about galvanizing around a couple of points,
mm-hmm.
right? I tell them, if I have to motivate you to play the sport that you love, then you shouldn't play this sport.
Right.
You need to show up motivated. That's not my job to motivate you. My job to direct you and your teammates as you are motivated to go find a way to victory. I'm very succinct with the guys. As many galvanizing comments as I can make, and then turn them loose and let's go play.
Coach, we always appreciate the conversation. Best of luck this week against Cal. Go ahead and bring home that axe, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.